Okay, so we're going to resume. Be'ezus Hashem, a little bit of a late start. So, Bruchim Aboyim to everybody. I hope Rav Nachum and Rav Moshe Zelig will be able to listen to this as well. Rav Moshe Zelig, if I'm not mistaken, wrote to me he's going to be back tomorrow night.
Yes.
And hopefully Nachum will be back tomorrow. So, hopefully, we'll have a full house later on in the week. We're beginning.
Okay. Only other thing, Tuesday morning, I'm not sure if I'll be, hopefully, I'll be here Tuesday morning because I have to leave for the cemetery about 10 o'clock.
Sure.
It should work.
So, okay, we'd like to begin the new Zman, and I suggest that we dedicate the Shurim and his learning time to the memory of Mrs. Heyman. Shifra, just remind me the name.
Shifra Rivka Bas Asher.
Shifra Rivka Bas Asher. Sure. And the learning that she was so keen for Eliyahu Dover to be part of, that Mrs. Hashem should be Le'ilu Nishmasa. Be'ezus Hashem and Neshama Shel Na'ali and Gan Eden.
Amen.
We're beginning the Gemara Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Very important piece of Gemara. Not an easy piece of Gemara. We need to learn it slowly because there's an enormous machloikas, Rashi and Tosfos, exactly how to learn the Gemara. A very big machloikas between Rashi and Tosfos. So let's have a look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, about halfway down the Amud, Ad Heichon Birkas Hazimun. So let's translate the words of the Gemara. We'll go with Rashi for the moment. Ad Heichon Birkas Hazimun, literally translated, means until where is the bracha of Zimun? And what does that mean, until where is the bracha of Zimun? So have a look at Rashi immediately. Rashi says, Ad Heichon Birkas Hazimun, says Rashi, Shetzrichin, we're on the 1, 2, 3, 5th wide line, narrow line of Rashi, Shetzrichin Liois Shloisha. Which part of benching necessitates three people being present and eating together? Ukashahim Shnayim Lo Yoim Ruha. As opposed to when there are only two people, then you will not say it at all. So according to Rashi, the Shaila of the Gemara seems to be that there's a part of benching, apparently, which is simply not said unless you have three. If you have two, then there's a part of benching which isn't said, and you only say it when you have three, and the Gemara is asking, Ad Heichon, until which point do you need three? So let's have a look back into the Gemara. Ad Heichon Birkas Hazimun. Until which part of benching do you need there to be a Zimun, meaning you require there to be three people? And if there's only two, then you don't say it. Says the Gemara, there's a machloikas. Rav Nachman Omar Ad Nevarech. What does Nevarech mean? As we know, how does Zimun begin? We say, Raboisai Nevarech. Before you begin the first bracha of benching, which we call Hazones HaKoil, the introduction is, you say, Raboisai Nevarech. So Rav Nachman is telling you, that particular part, Raboisai Nevarech, is only ever said if there's three people. If, however, there are two people present, then you do not say Raboisai Nevarech. Now, of course, that line of the Gemara is very easy for us to understand, because I think we all know, we're jumping the gun a little bit, but we all know, of course, that is the Halacha L'maisa. That is exactly what we do. When we have three people, we do not say Nevarech, Raboisai Nevarech. When we have three people, then we do say it. So that is the opinion of Rav Nachman. V'Rev Sheshes Omar, now comes along a big chiddush. Rev Sheshes Omar Ad Hazon. What does that mean, Ad Hazon? Sounds like Rev Sheshes is telling you that actually the whole entire first bracha, not just the part that we call Nevarech, Rabbi Yisrael Nevarech, but actually the entire first bracha of Hazon is not said unless you have three people, which sounds to us rather bizarre. Meaning, if you only have one or two people eating together, where would they begin benching from? From the second bracha, Noida Lecha, which is what we call Birkas Ha'aretz. That's where we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael. So this sounds to us rather strange, but according to Rashi, that's exactly what's going on. According to Rashi, unless you have three people, you do not begin benching from the beginning. Rather, you begin benching from Noida Lecha, Chiddush Gadol. All right, my camera's just playing up. One second. Yeah. Says the Gemara. So we seem to have a very big machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman says the only part of benching that you need three for is Rabbeisai Nevarich. And Rav Sheshes seems to be saying that no, you actually need three people for the bracha of Hazon. Says the Gemara, Neima Ketanoi. Now we've had Neima Ketanoi on many, many occasions before, and as we know, Neima Ketanoi always means let us suggest that the machloikas between Reb Nachman and Reb Sheshes is in fact a machloikas Tanoim, but the Loshen Leima Ketanoi always means that in the final analysis, it's going to fall through. This is not going to stand up. But this is a suggestion. Let us suggest that the machloikas amaroim is in fact a machloikas tanoim. Why? Because we have two braces. It says the Gemara, the toni choda, because we have one braisa. One braisa says, birkas hamozoin shnayim v'shloisha. Birkas HaMozen is either two or three brachas. Sometimes two and sometimes three. V'tanya iduch, and we have another braisa that says, no, it's not